Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's Paula here from Kent in the UK. I'm just doing a post. I'm sitting out in my garden and I'm using my other recorder because I want to look at my phone in a minute. I thought I would take part in the Audio Org thing, which I think is posting in August every day, apparently, but I don't know if I'm going to do it every day. To talk about health and fitness. Here comes Sammy puffing and panting. I don't know if you can hear him or not. I'm sitting on my swing seat. In my swing. Oh, there's a lot of plants here. Oh goodness, now I have a message. Right. I'll look at that later. So, health and fitness. I am keeping an eye on my weight. I would like to lose a little bit of weight, but I've joined many of you who follow me anyway know I'm in a group called Slimming World, and I've lost almost a stone and a half. In America that is 21 pounds, except for I've lost 20, I think 19 and a half or something pounds I've lost since joining that. That was back in last November I joined it, so I haven't lost weight very quickly, but I'm quite happy to do it that way because so people tell me it stays off then if you lose it slowly. Anyway, but along with that I have been trying to do a bit of exercise. As many people know, when you're visually impaired, going to the gym isn't always very accessible. And the other thing is that if I'm going to the gym, hang on, sorry but that had to pause it. It's not just going to the gym and accessing the equipment, it's also like getting the time, finding a good gym and getting the time to go. Actually there's a gym not far from here that is part of a school, and you can use that. Oh, here goes with the noisy dog. I haven't heard that for a while, but anyway, I've got to restrict how long I talk, haven't I? Oh goodness me, because I've only got 10 minutes. So at the moment I'm not going to a gym, so I've got a Fitbit and I'm walking. And so my exercise mostly is walking, although I need to carry on with my back exercises. I've been quite lax about doing those, and I need to do those really, just to keep my back, because I get back problems, but it's not bad at the moment. But I need to keep those up. And Ray on Twitter, whose name is @Ray, what good username is that? How did you manage to get that one? That's really cool. Because just 3 or 4 characters with the @ sign, and doesn't take up much space at all. So he put up a link to what was it? Seven Ray was it Albert? Anyway, one of you. Seven reasons to do a plank every day. And I thought, well, I used to do those. We had a bit of a challenge with my sisters and my parents, and we'd see how long. The challenge was to do it every day and to get to 3 minutes. Well, I never managed that, but so I haven't done it for a long time. So I thought I'd start that again. So I did one today and I got to 48 seconds, so I was quite pleased with that, really. It didn't sound very much, but I was quite pleased with it myself. So I'm going to try and improve that every day. And I'm doing my Fitbit with my steps, and that's why I wanted my phone, because let's put this here. I wanted to let you know how many steps I have been doing. So let's just get rid of that one.
Fitbit. Double tap to open.
Fitbit.
40. Fitbit.
No.
Edit.
The Fitbit button. App for anybody that is visually impaired and wants to use it. It's very accessible on the iPhone. Oh, shush. You know, you get the notifications. Right. Now today, obviously it's only, well, 3/4 of the way through the day, perhaps.
8,257 steps.
I've done 8,257, which I actually think is quite good. but that's because I've been shopping this morning, and then this afternoon I met up with a friend, we went for a coffee, and then we took the dogs for a walk and took them for a run in the park. So so that's
Clicks. Connect date nav right arrow disabled. Date nav right arrow today. Date nav left arrow.
This is yesterday.
Yesterday. Date nav flex. Connect 5248 steps.
Yesterday it wasn't so good. 5248. Because I only went shopping yesterday. I didn't do anything else. Well, you know, walked around the house, but
Flex date yesterday. Date nav left arrow.
Now let's see if it will tell me the day before. And this was Monday.
Monday, 3rd August 2000. Date nav right arrow. Flex connected. 8,210 steps.
And then I did 8,210. So, actually, today I'm going to beat my Monday. And Monday was quite good. We did go for a walk with the dogs, with my parents. So with their dog. Actually, she's mine. Gemma, my retired guide dog. So we took her for a walk. So Monday I did 8,210, yesterday 5,000 and something, not so good. And
progress, 82, 5.67 progress.
So it tells you how much, tells you how much progress you've done.
82%.
It does tell you how many calories you've burned, and it tells you how many active minutes you've done. On Monday it was 52 active minutes.
Flex connected, date nav right arrow, button, date nav right arrow.
Yesterday, I tend to get my active minutes when I'm out walking.
Progress, 93, no exercise yet, 28 active minutes.
28 active minutes yesterday. You can track your exercise as well on here, but I've not really worked out how you do all that.
28 active minutes. Progress, 3, progress, 5,200. Flex, date nav right arrow.
Right,
yesterday, date nav right arrow. Date nav right arrow disabled.
So now we're back on today.
Flex, 8,257 steps.
We've done 8,257, so I've already beat Mondays.
Progress. 83% 5.77 kilometers.
5.77 kilometers.
Progress 72% 1,502 calories burned.
1,502 calories, but I don't tend to look at that, because if I look at that, I think, oh yeah, that means I can have a cake. So I don't tend to look at that really.
Progress 69% 40 active minutes.
And 40 active minutes today, so that's quite good, really, isn't it? So, I thought if I keep on with my progress on here, I might not do every day, but tomorrow I've got my Slimming World group where I get weighed again. Last week I put on a pound and a half, so I wasn't very happy about that. But I thought if I keep on with that and let you know sort of every few days how I'm doing, so I might come back tomorrow and tell you how well I've done in my group, then it might keep me on track. I'm hoping it will. If nobody listens, I'm hoping that talking myself keeps me motivated. So, yes, I'll let you know if it works. Okay, so take care, everyone. Bye.